with you here on the Prentice Ossipienaar Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. And there's still plenty of time till 12 o'clock. They're open for breakfast. And, of course, they're taking the donations, $10 to the United Way today. So Coach Ron Adelot of the Riverdale Warriors joins us this morning. And congratulations, Coach. And I didn't get the chance to opportunity, but congratulations on the district and congratulations on last night's win.
Thank you so much.
The Cookeville Cavaliers come in, and we know we would talk about, you know, I don't even like the word trap game, because this is a game in between a game that's really means a lot to Riverdale fans. But Cookeville comes in, and you take care of business pretty quick. And I guess that's always, if you're a head coach, that's always a good thing when you kind of get out early and get some quick points.
Well, I felt like, you know, we had the opportunity to do that, and you know, it is always good when things kind of come as you project that they should, and you know, that doesn't happen real often in coaching. You know, homecoming week is awful stressful for football coaches, and that's not just me, that's every football coach. There's a lot going on, but again, it's, you know, it's great for the community, it's great for the school, the kids enjoy it. But as a coach, you're a nervous wreck that your kids will be ready to play. And I knew Cookeville's coming off a devastating loss last week, and you know, they do a great job. Jerry and his group does a great job, and their kids play hard. And you know, I thought, you know, you're right, we came out and kind of set the tone early and got on top, and did what I hoped we would do.
Before we get to the game itself, you know, a lot of coaches have different viewpoints of how to handle homecoming. You know, some don't let them do anything. Some of them hide them in the locker room. And what's your take on that? How do you handle that during the week? Because there's a lot of activities going on.
Well, you got to understand, there's traditions set at schools, you know, before a coach gets there. And you know, I don't particularly like all the traditions that you deal with, you know, sometimes. But it is tradition, and you know, and I'm not coming in there and stomping tradition. And our kids are involved somewhat. I think they do understand. And, you know, when I first got to Riverdale, it made me a nervous wreck. But, you know, the kids play hard on homecoming. I can't explain that, but they do. And they must get excited about the week and the game. And
Much worry about nothing, really, maybe sometimes.
I know some
in your case, there's so many activities, but you do want them to experience a little of it, don't you? I mean, because it's their high school experience.
No, that's right. I mean, it's only fair. We did. You know, kids can turn things on and off a lot easier than adults, and adults care a lot more about things such as we as coaches care a lot more about football than probably they do. So sometimes we way overthink a game, you know.
Got off to a great start, and I'm gonna name a name here. You know, and I tried to add some other people in here, but Mariko Odom was all over the place last night. I mean, he just, returned a punt 54 yards, another punt 20 yards, caught a 37-yard pass, had 9 yards on a scoring drive, picked up a fumble that kind of stalled a Cookeville drive. And Mariko playing and playing for Marcellus a little bit there due to some injuries. I know you're kind of proud of what he did last night.
Well, I am. I'm awful proud of both of them. I thought Marcellus was back and looked good last night as well. But Mariko, you know, just continues to make plays. And, you know, he's sort of kind of been in the shadow of his older brother and, you know, some of the other kids. And he's just a sophomore. And, you know, he's just one of those kids that has a knack to know where the ball is. And he's a big game player.
I loved what he said. I think in the paper it was like, I just follow the ball wherever it goes and see what happens. I thought that was a great quote for a kid that, you know, he just seems like he loves the game, and which a lot of your guys do.
Yeah, he's just a very even keel kid with a lot of ability. He really doesn't know how good he can be. And, you know, he plays much, much bigger than he is.
You got off to the good start. I guess it's really, you emphasize special team play, and that was a big example of it tonight. The punt coverage team, kickoff team, you know, we put a lot of stock in, you know, who's the best running back, who's going to run the ball, who's going to quarterback. But, man, that kickoff returns and punt returns, the punting game, the kicking, that's so huge in every game, not just this game.
Yeah, and That is, I mean, we still had a couple of things we could have done better, but I thought the kickoff team, Will Kreisky, it kind of heads our special teams group up, and he does a great job. And we kind of divvy some of those responsibilities out, and fortunately, we didn't punt but once in the second half. But the kickoff team did a great job. If you got those two teams where they need to be, then you're usually doing some good things. We were fortunate to, for Mariko to take a couple of those punts and set up a couple of scores for us. That is huge. I mean, special teams are an area where you can't get beat because it's very easy to get beat in special teams situations. So, we spend lots of time on special teams, and and hopefully that pays off in the long run. We're much better there this year than we were last year.
I noticed one stat that kind of came out to me, and you didn't really get an opportunity because your field position was good due to some returns, but you had 155 yards rushing, 132 passing, and that's a little down in terms of big long sustained drives because you didn't need them last night. But I thought the balance is something to look at too. That the balance with run and pass was really just phenomenal in terms of y'all's game plan last night.
Well, we sort of kind of, well, I sort of kind of went into the game, I guess, offensively, not wanting to run Dylan as much as I had been running him to try to, maybe protect him, for lack of a better word, even though he's as tough a kid as we have on the team. So I was hoping we could throw the ball a little bit more this week with some productivity, and I thought we did that. I think probably the yards being down, I think every drive the first half and the first drive the second half, which is all the starters played, we scored. So, it was a running clock after that, and
Well, it takes a big makes a
the
big
game
difference, doesn't
evaporates very rapidly when that starts, which is good. Other than you'd like to see some of the young kids get to play more. I think that's probably the one
Isn't that the
down.
worst thing about
That
the
that's the
clock?
worst thing, because the clock just melts, and you're out of time, and there's a bunch of kids standing on the sideline wishing they could play. That's probably the worst thing. It's a shame coaches abused that back, I guess, back in the day, as we've done a lot of things over time and not allowed those kids an opportunity to play a little bit more in those situations.
Let's talk a little bit about injuries. This time of year, it's really critical to get some people healthy. And you said Marcellus was back. That's a good thing. And you want to try to get as healthy as you can as you get into the playoffs. And how are you in that respect? How are you on the injury front?
Well, knock on wood, I have to feel really good right now. Marcellus, Deontay Glover had a sprained ankle against Blackman and limped around pretty much the entire game. Keenan Jackson's been had a high ankle sprain that he's finally getting, back to. I feel like 100%. I thought he played well last night. I think outside of Lamar, at this point, we're as close to 100% as we've been in a long time.
And that's kind of remarkable in terms of you have to go through ups and downs during the season with injuries, and you're able to still win and get these guys back. I think that's a huge thing going in the playoffs.
Well, it is, and that's a tribute to Coach Dobbs and the weight room, and Jason Dobbs and the job he does. And that's one of the main keys in our county. The kids work extremely hard in Rutherford County. I mean, weightlifting is very important. It's very important to all sports, but football, it's paramount. And you're still going to deal with injuries. You can't prevent all injuries, but you certainly can make kids much less prone to injury with great conditioning and lifting, running, etc.
They say, and I'm not going to say great coaches. I don't know where I heard this, but I know Stan Stevens believes in it. We've talked to him several occasions, but that the weight room, that championships are won usually in the off season. Is that how much truth is that? I mean, because it's the weightlifting and everything, and having a weight room and having trainers and that kind of thing. It means a lot, doesn't it?
Oh, it's the foundation of every program. And as I've said often, everybody wants to win on Friday nights, but who wants to win on, Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday, in January, February, March? It's 100 degrees in July. Who wants, and And kids pay a dear, dear price. I mean, sometimes I go, man, you know, it's a lot of time for kids. And it's like I tell our kids, there's over 2,000 students in our building. When you got 80 varsity kids out and 40 or 50 freshmen, I mean, that's a very small percentage of kids. Everybody would like to be out there on Friday night, but it's a dear, dear price to play.
It's a lot of hard work, dedication. Next week, you play Oakland, and that's always a big game. And I don't care what the records are. This year, Oakland's a very good ball club. You're a very good ball club, so it's going to be a little more special. I know Oakland would like to win to kind of get a little momentum. You, of course, wouldn't mind having undefeated. Nobody, every team does. But in that game, with such history, does that change the kids' perspective, or you try to keep them, this is just a game just like all the rest of them because they're all as equally important?
Well, it doesn't matter what I say. It's not to them. Everybody in the community in the city of Murfreesboro will remind them it's not just a game. You know, again, I'm not going to try to tell them it's some, you know, I don't try to paint that picture. Oakland's a great, great football team. Tommy and his staff do a great job. I have a lot of respect for those guys and the job they've done since he's gotten there. You know, they're coming off of a loss that I know, you know, it just, things like that happen sometimes. But they're an awfully, awfully good football team. They've had an off week to kind of heal up mentally and physically. I'm sure they've worked on us a little bit. I think he's probably trying to get them back in line a little bit. It's going to be a wide open game, and we'll go out there and do the best we can, and I know they will. So it should be a great atmosphere.
You know, that dates back to the 70s and 70, I guess, 72, 73, and most of the coaches that are here today weren't around, you know, when those games were taking place, and it just kind of has gone along as the years have gone by. But there's a lot of battles at the Borough now, aren't there?
Well, yeah, you know, people say that, and that's exactly what I was going to say, was that the true one is this one. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. You can look at the crowds, you know, and it's no knock against anybody. We have great crowds against Blackman and Siegel, but when Riverdale Oakland get together, and I think Coach McDaniel could tell you the same thing, it's, you know, there's just a lot more people come out of the woodwork.
If you both had losing records, they still come out.
I think they would.
I do.
Yeah,
I believe that,
but,
too.
But, you know, again, Oakland is a playoff team. They're going to be, you know, well, I hate to play them next week. They're that good. But, you know, certainly they're going to be reckoned with in the playoffs, as all the teams in our district are going to be reckoned with.
Well, it's going to be interesting, an interesting week next week, and a great crowd. And I know I advise people to get out there early because it is going to be packed. And I'm going to get there about 3:30, I think.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's well worth it. It's great entertainment. You know, I'm sure both bands will be there. There's a lot going on. I don't know, maybe Mr. Nolan will be dressed up like a clown or something, being that close to Halloween. Who knows? You know, who knows what goes on? But it'll be a great, it's a great crowd. It's great for kids to come out and watch. You know, it's just a great atmosphere.
I want to throw in a word about Mr. Nolan before you go. You know, we kid about him all the time, but and we have a good time with him. But it is so great for you, I know, that you have a principal that is such a backer of the football program and loves it like he does, and he's an old coach himself, and that has to help some too, and it's just a wonderful thing that he just keeps going out there, and I'm saying too many nice things really, but I know he means a lot to your program.
He certainly does, and you know, and I have to say that I think maybe Riverdale back in the day with Mr. Watson, and you know, and of course Tom worked for Mr. Watson, and you know, it kind of set a precedence in this county that athletics were a great way to jumpstart your school spirit. Kids like coming to Riverdale, you know, and of course, Mr. Spurlock was with Mr. Nolan at Riverdale. He's taken that, I'm sure, to Oakland, even though Mr. Vaughn, you know, before that, and many people before that.
Yeah, he's a great advocate for sports and athletics.
Oh, you know, and it starts with Mr. Gill, superintendent, and you know, it's important in our county, and you know, and if there's anything that people should model in Rutherford County, it is how important they are. They don't dominate the school day, but they are an important part of an extracurricular activity, and it helps the community, and it helps the kids' pride in the school, and I just wish more educators saw that as a positive instead of a threat to education. You know, it really can be something that helps your school and really helps academics.
It really does, and the two go together. And a lot of times, people cannot see that the two do go together. But just your overall feel of your school, of you know, and I've been down that road, and it's it helps your the I don't reputation is not a good word. I guess it's the overall appearance and attitude of everybody. It starts with your athletic program. It really does.
And you know, and that's no fault of athletics. I mean, you know, people, we don't write stories, we don't make radio shows as coaches, that type of thing. People just love competition in athletics. And you know, and people are proud in Rutherford County to say they go to Riverdale High School or Oakland High School or Siegel High School or Blackman High School because they have a great deal of pride in those teams and their school and what they do both athletically and academically.
You see it everywhere. You know, you could run for office, coach. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm trying.
Well said, though.
Thanks
Thank
so
you very much.
Much.
Ron Adelot, head coach of the Riverdale Warriors. And next week, he will be battling Oakland, and that'll be at Tomahawk Stadium. And 44-7 winners over Cookeville last night. When we return on the Prentice Awesome Heating Air Coach's Corner, we will have Mr. Brian Barrett interviewing Coach Matt Williams of the Smyrna Bulldogs as we continue from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant.
Hey, this is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry.